Lord, we're thankful that you are still doing the work of God in our hearts.
主啊，我们感谢您呢，您仍然在我们的内心呢做神的工。
And we pray that you'll just bless us this afternoon as we study again.
所以我们祷告呢，今天下午我们再次学习您的话的时候呢，您赐福给我们。
Lord, teach us your ways, we pray.
所以主啊，教导您，教导您的路给我们，我们祷告。
And then may we be obedient to those ways.
所以呢，愿我们呢就顺服那样的路。
So we give thanks now, ask you to bless us in Jesus' name.
所以我们现在呢，献上呢感恩，祈求您赐福我们，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the book of Exodus.
出埃及记。
And the problem was that the children of Israel were slaves in Egypt.
所以问题是呢，当时以色列人在埃及做奴隶。
And I wouldn't really want to be a slave anywhere.
我不想在任何地方做奴隶。
Especially in Egypt.
特别是在埃及。
And they cried to the Lord, and the Lord said, I'll deliver you.
他们向那个主哭求，主说呢，我会把你们救出来。
But as you can imagine, getting 2 million people from one country to another is a little complex.
所以你可以想得出来，就是说是把200万人从一个国家呢迁移到另外一个地方，有点复杂。
So he had many things that he was going to have to do for them, and he's starting out by preparing a leader for them.
所以呢，主呢有很多事情呢要在他们身上去做。那么说呢，他刚现在呢为开始为他们准备一个领袖。
And the leader was Moses.
这个领袖就是摩西。
So we learned last week about Moses' birth.
上星期我们学到了摩西的出生。
And about his desire to follow the Lord, even though he had to go against the Pharaoh of the land, who was basically his adopted father.
因为他呢就有这样的愿望，要去跟从主。尽管呢，他如果这么做的话呢，必须去反对那个法老王，实际上是他的养父。
And so he spent the next 40 years of his life. Until he was 80 years old, he was working as a shepherd for his father-in-law.
实际上呢，他呢就后面的40年，他必须呢努力的工作，做个牧羊人，为他的岳父养羊。
And then God came to speak to him, and he spoke to him, you'll remember, out of a burning bush.
神呢出来跟他讲话，你们大家都记得呢，是在一个燃烧的荆棘丛中跟他说话。
So how old was Moses when God spoke to him?
当那神跟摩西说话的时候，摩西有多大？
He said, Moses, I got a job for you to do. How old was he?
他说摩西呢，我有个工作要给你做。当时摩西多大了？
He was 80 years old.
他当时80岁。
Well, you say to yourself, 80 years old, that's a good age for retirement. I think I'll retire.
你的自己说呢，80岁啊，应该退休了。我认为我应该退休。
God says, Moses, you're kind of slow, taking me 80 years to get you ready to do something.
所以呢，就是神说的摩西呢，你反应太慢了，所以我要花80年呢，才能让你搞清楚一些事情。
Now people did live longer than that. You did live longer in the old days than they do today.
所以在过去那个年代呢，人的寿命比现在长。
So Moses lived to be 120. God spoke to him when he was 80, so he spoke to him two-thirds of the way through his life.
因为当时呢，摩西活了120岁，那么说呢，神在那个80岁的时候跟他讲话，是在他的人生的过了2/3的时间跟他说的。
So if the average age of a man is 70 years, how old would he be two-thirds of 70?
因为呢，如果说是一个人的平均寿命是70岁，那么说2/3的70岁是多大
？Okay, in round numbers, pretty close to 50.
所以呢，非常接近50岁。
So if you were close to 50 years old, what would you expect?
如果你接近50岁呢，你期望怎么办呢
？You'd expect God to say to you, "I think you're about ready to come on in." Very good. Ladies, let me just get you organized here. Yeah. We're glad you're here, ladies.
非常高兴欢迎你们女士们。
Very nice. Welcome, welcome. I don't know your names, but we're happy you're here. What's your name?
My name is Lena.
Lena. Lena. Lena. Lena. This is Elena.
Elena. Elena.
Nina.
Okay. Okay. And this other lady is?
My name is Grace.
Grace. I know Grace. That's an easy name. That's a good name.
Grace这个名字比较容易记, Nina了也挺好, 欢迎你们。
All right, we're happy that you're here.
非常高兴你们来了。
Moses is being commissioned to do a new job.
所以呢, 摩西呢, 有个新的, 使命, 去做新的工作。
Okay, so if God came to you, tapped you on the shoulder and said, I would like you to do something, what would you say?
如果神呢来到你这里呢, 拍拍你肩膀, 说, 我有事情要你做, 你怎么说?
So what would you say?
你会怎么说?
Would you say yes?
你说, 好吧?
Or would you say yes, but?
你会说呢, 好吧, 但是。
Okay, and many people say yes, but.
很多人说, 好吧, 但是。
And more people than that say no.
那更多人说不。
What a foolish thing.
这个多么愚蠢的事。
So we're going to study now the book of Exodus. We're in chapter 2. We've got a long way to go.
因为我们现在学习出埃及记, 我们现在第二章, 还有很长的路要走。
And we're going to find in our study one principle over and over and over and over again.
所以呢,我们在这个里面呢, 就是说学习的时候呢, 啊, 发现一个原则, 它一遍又一遍, 一遍又一遍地出现。
And it goes like this. When God says do something, do it. Do it his way, do it precisely as he said. When he says do it, do it.
因为就是当神让你干什么时候，你就去啊照着他说的去做，按照他的方式去做，精准的按照他说的去做。And
I told you before about the man I used to work for. He was a great big man.
所以我告诉过大家，以前呢，我为一个人工作，他呢是一个非常大个子的人。And
we nicknamed him the bulldozer.
所以我们得给他起了个外号叫推土机。And
he used to go through life.
他通常让他。He
was the easiest man to work for.
就是你很容易跟他工，他不是一个容易跟他一起工作的人。All
you had to do was do exactly what he asked you to do.
所以要做的是呢，精准的按照他说的去做。God
is something like that. Learn to do exactly what he asked you to do.
神就是像这样的人，你要照着他的那个说的话一模一样的去做。So,
Exodus chapter 3. And we're going to start reading in verse 15. Chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Is that the right verse, by the way?
Yeah, let me double check. 我们呢，他说要从那个《出埃及记》3章15节开始。
Did we get to this verse last week?
And then it's chapter 2, verse 18. We start at chapter 2.
We stopped at chapter 2, verse 18.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. I've got an underlining at 2:18, and then another underlining at 3:14.
218, I think. 你们觉得是哪一?
Okay.
218.
What is it again? 218.
You all agree with me.
That doesn't surprise me.
You got a trouble.
All right, back to 218.
你们回到出埃及记2章第18节。
So, verse 18 says, when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, how is it that you have come so soon today?
第18节说,他们来到父亲牛耳那里,他说,那今日你们为何来得这么快呢?
Okay, the story is that he had gone to a well in the land of Midian, and when he was there, some shepherd ladies came along, and then some bad guys came along, and the bad guys waited until the, here we are, come on in, sir. The bad guys waited until the lady said, brought all the water out, and then they said, okay, we'll water our sheep. So they let the ladies do all the work, and then they stole the water from them.
那个背景呢是那摩西那跑到一个叫米甸的地方，米甸地方呢，他到那里，他的一个井旁坐下，井旁坐下呢，一些那个女士们呢过来，那个打水饮羊，那么说呢，还有另外一些牧羊人也过来，那么说呢，这个时候呢，这些女士们呢，他们把那个羊的那个水槽灌满了以后呢，另一群人呢就恰好等他们把水灌满了，把他们跑过来把这些女士们赶走。
And so Moses stood up for those girls, and he watered the sheep for them, chased the bad guys away.
所以摩西呢，他站出来，站在这些女士们这边，把那些坏人呢都赶走了，然后让这些女士们饮自己的羊。So
that afternoon, the girls got home early because they didn't have to wait for those men to do water the sheep first.
那天呢，这些女士们呢回家回来比较早，因为她们那天呢不用等着那些坏人把羊引完了，她们再引。So
verse 19, they explained to their father, they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherds, and he also drew enough water for us and watered the flock.
第十九节说，他们说有一个埃及人救我们脱离牧羊人的门的手，并且为我们打足水，引了群羊。So
he said to his daughters, and where is he? Why is it that you have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread.
第十节说，他对女儿们说，那个人在哪里？你们为什么撇下他呢？你们去叫他来吃饭。He
was a nice man, and the father said, why didn't you invite the nice man home for dinner?
这个好人，这个父亲说呢，为什么不把这个好人请回家吃饭呢？
Have you ever noticed Christian men are nice men?
你有没有注意到呢？基督徒的都是一些好人吗？
If you get a chance, you invite them. They'll appreciate it.
如果你有机会呢，你邀请他吃饭，他会感谢你的。
So verse 21, then Moses was content to live with the man, and he gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses.
第二十一节说，摩西乐意和那人同住，那人就把他的女儿希波拉给摩西为妻。And
her name was Zipporah.
她的名字叫希波拉。What's
the name Zipporah mean?
希波拉什么意思？
It means a little bird.
就是一个小鸟。Now,
we're going to see a problem with this girl later. And so I have nicknamed her not just a little bird, I call her flighty.
因为就是说，我们呢，就是说，这个稍后就会看到这个人的这个，就是说是，她的出现的问题，这个女孩子，我不叫她名字叫小鸟，我叫她那种就是说是。Flighty, what's
fly, flighty, birds, flighty.
我就是说那个会飞的。
Okay, it basically means not always stable, going places.
所以呢，就是说这个意思呢，它不总是稳定，就是反复无常。
The tragedy is sometimes she gave Moses very bad advice.
所以呢，悲剧是呢，他通常呢给摩西呢很不好的建议。
All right, verse 22, she bore him a son and called his name Gershom, for he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land.
第二十二节，希波拉生了一个儿子，摩西给他起名叫格顺，意思是说，因为我在陌生之地做了寄居的。So
his name means stranger.
他的名，那个就是说是，他名字意思是客旅。
All right, verse 23. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage.
第二三节，过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列的孩子们因被掳狱，就叹息哀求，他们被掳狱的哀求达到了神那里。
That would mean that all the people who were in living in Egypt, the Israelites, they were praying.
这个意味着呢，所有的在埃及的历史的那些人呢，他们在祷告。
What happens when 2 million people pray?
所以，如果200万人都在祷告，会发生什么呢？
Well, you'd expect God to listen, wouldn't you?
你觉得神会听，是不是呢？
And so they were praying. God says, I hear your groaning, I hear your complaining, I hear your hardship, I'll help you.
因为这个时候呢，他们都在祷告，神呢说呢，我知道，我听到你们叹息，听到你们哀求，听到你们的问题，所以我会帮助你们。
Verse 24, so God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob.
第二四节说，神听见他们的哀哭，就纪念他与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。
And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them.
神呢，观看以色列的孩子们，也眷顾他们。
All right, so what's going to happen next? Big deal. Verse 3, verse 1 of chapter 3, rather.
因为下面会发生什么呢？是一件大事，第三章第一节。
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian.
现在摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶太罗的羊群。
And he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
他领羊群往野外去，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, but the bush was not consumed.
第二节，耶和华的天使从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，他观看见荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧毁。
So what would you do if you were out in the desert?
那么说，如果你在沙漠中，你会做什么？
And you see a bush.
看到荆棘。
And the bush is supposed to be green, but in the desert, the bush is probably mostly twigs.
那个荆棘呢，应该是绿色的，但是在那个就是说是啊，那个沙漠里，它应该是交缠在一起的。And
the bush catches fire.
所以那个荆棘呢，就是着火了。
How long would it take a dry bush, mostly twigs, in a desert to burn?
在那个沙漠里，如果一些缠在一起的这个干的荆棘，能够烧多久？
Answer, not going to take very long.
答案是烧不了多久。You
can imagine it'd be almost a shoosh, and it's gone.
你可以想象这样呢，咻，一下就没了。And
this bush burns and burns and burns and burns and burns.
所以这个荆棘那就烧啊烧啊烧。And
Moses looks at it and it's burning.
所以摩西看的时候在烧。Then
he looks back a couple of minutes later and it's still burning.
几分钟后再回头看还在烧。Then
he looks back 5 minutes later and it's still burning.
对，5分钟以后再来看还在烧。What
would you say?
你会说什么？
Something strange going on here.
有些奇怪的事情在这里发生了。And
this particular bush is a picture of God in the life.
所以这个特别的这个画面呢，就是一个画面，神在你的人生里。And
the picture is that though the bush, the life is supposed to be burning up, it still keeps on doing something.
所以呢，这个画面呢，就算是人生呢，它会那个结束，但是呢，它会继续的再去做什么事情。
Moses is 80 years old, and he's expecting to die any day.
所以摩西呢，当时呢是80岁，他觉得呢，哪天他就会死了。
And he sees this bush burning and burning and burning, and he doesn't know it at the time, but it's a picture of his own life.
这个里面呢，他看到这个荆棘呢烧啊烧啊，但是他当时他并不一定知道这是他的人生的一个画面。
And God is going to keep on using him and using him and using him and using him.
神会呢一直用他。
And that's what God wants for your life.
这是神想要在你的人生里发生的。
God wants you to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then he wants to pick you up and use you just like a burning bush. I keep using you, I keep using you, I keep using you.
因为你跟神说呢，主啊，您想要我做什么呢？他会把你呢捡起来，就像这个燃烧的荆棘一样呢，一直用你，一直用你。
And Moses said, verse 3, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.
第三节，摩西说呢，我要过去看看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called him to him from the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am."
第四节，耶和华见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫他，摩西，摩西，他说，我在这里。
Moses said, "This is amazing. This bush is burning, and God is speaking to me from the bush."
摩西说呢，这个太神奇了，这个荆棘在燃烧，那么神从燃烧的荆棘丛中跟我说话。
And so verse 5, then God said, "Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground."
第五节，神说不要近前来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站之地是圣地。
So, beautiful pictures developing here. One of them is this.
一个非常美的画面在这里发展，其中一个是这样的。
When you meet God, do you think it's going to make any difference?
当你呢，就是去见神的时候，你认为呢，这有什么不一样吗？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
And among other things, he's probably going to give you new shoes.
除了其他事情以外呢，他有可能赐给你一双新鞋。
Because you're going to be walking in a new direction.
因为你会走在新的方向上。
It's a simple picture, but it's a wonderful picture.
这是一个简单的画面，但是是一个很美的画面。
When you're in a desert,Would you like to have bare feet, or would you like to have a good set of Egyptian, what's the word I want? Egyptian hiking boots.
这个呢，当你在沙漠里的时候，你想光着脚、赤脚呢，还是想要一双呢非常好的那个，就是说是埃及人的走路的鞋呢？
And God basically is saying to him, Moses,I'm going to speak to you. You're not going to need Egyptian hiking boots. You're going to follow me from now on.
因为神对摩西说，摩西呢，我要跟你说话。你现在呢，不需要那个埃及人的走路的鞋。你现在要从新的路上跟着我走。
And then he introduced himself to Moses.
然后他们自己介绍给摩西。
You can imagine Moses saying, "Who are you?What's going on here? I just came to see the bush. It's a burning bush. Who's?
所以你可以去想象一下，摩西说呢，啊，你是谁？啊，这里到底发生了什么呢？我只是来看一下这个燃烧的荆棘，但是。
So God says, moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God.
第六节呢，他又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，雅各的神，摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
How many gods are there?
这里有多少个神？
You were listening, one God.
你在听着，就是一个神。
Okay, what's that one God saying?
那一位神说了什么呢？
He's saying, I'm not just one God, I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
他说我不仅仅是一位神，我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And when God speaks to you, he's going to identify himself as the same God.
一旦神跟你说话的时候呢，他会表明身份呢，就是同样的一位神。
When God speaks to you, who's he going to be?
所以呢，当神跟你说话的时候，他是谁？
He's going to be the God of the Bible, isn't he?
他会是圣经里的神，是不是呢？
And you're going to say, well, this is wonderful. It's not such a strange thing. That same God appeared to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the others.
你说这个太奇妙了，但是不是一件奇怪的事情。他呢，一直呢，就是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神，遗漏下来。
All right. Verse 7 now.
第七节。
And the Lord said to Moses, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
第七节说，耶和华说：“我的百姓在埃及所受的痛苦，我的确看见了。他们因受监工的辖制所发出的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的忧愁。”
Have you got a problem?
你有问题吗？
Does God know about your problem?
神知道你的问题吗？
Amen. Wonderful.
Amen. Wonderful.
That's a good translation, right?
Say, oh, you're wonderful. 非常好，奇妙。
Okay. So I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land, from that land, to a good land and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
第八节说呢，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了地，到美好宽阔流奶牛蜜之地，就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、以利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。
So it's very encouraging for him. He says, I've come down to deliver them.
所以这个对他们来说非常的受鼓舞，因为他说我下来呢救他们。That's
what God says to all of us.
这是神对我们所有的人说的。
When the Lord Jesus was on the earth, what did he do?
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他在做什么呢？
But he went around doing good.
他到处去行善事。Healing
all who were oppressed.
他呢，就是把那些受压迫的人呢解脱出来。The
Lord Jesus delights to help those who've got problems.
所以主耶稣呢，愿意去帮助那些有问题的人。And
he wants to bring them up from that land to a good land.
他们要把他们呢从那个土地上救出来，带到一片好的土地上去。If
you were to become a Christian, what would you get?
如果你呢成为基督徒以后，你会得到什么？
Well, you get a new life.
你得到新生命。What
kind of a life would it be?
那是什么样的生命呢？
Good.
好的。What
kind of a life would it be?
那么是什么样的人生呢？
Large.
大的。Okay.
It's amazing. I keep on, there's a hymn that we learned many years ago. We don't sing it often, but I learned it anyway. It goes like this. There's no disappointment in Jesus. He's all that he promised to be.
这个里面我们通常呢会唱一首小的歌，我们经常呢，我怎么唱？那么说呢，就是说是你在主耶稣基督，你不会失望的，他总是他应许的那个样子。
His love and his care comfort me everywhere.
所以他的爱，他的关心呢，在每一点上都安慰我。
There's no disappointment in him.
在他里面你不会失望。
What kind of a land is he going to give them?
他会给他们什么样的土地呢？
It's a good land.
这个好地。
It's a large land.
这个宽阔地。
It's a land flowing with honey.
是一块地，牛奶流蜜之地。
How many like honey?
你们有多少人喜欢蜂蜜？
Okay, if your hands only up so far, eat more honey. The more you eat, the more you'll like it.
如果你的手还没举起来呢，你多吃点蜂蜜，你越吃了，你就越喜欢。
And it's a land flowing with milk.
这个地呢，也是牛蜜牛奶的地方。
I can't understand it.
我理解不了这一点。
But when we were in Israel last time, my sister said to me, Harold, I want a glass of milk.
因为当我们上次在以色列这边土地上的时候呢，我的姐姐跟我说，Harold，我想喝杯牛奶。
I said, oh, all right, I'll go buy you some milk.
我说好吧，我就给你买一点。
So I went to buy some milk.
然后我出去买牛奶。
Sorry, we don't have any.
他说对不起，我们没牛奶。
No, we don't have milk.
我们没牛奶卖。
Finally, I found a store that sold milk.
最后呢，我找到一个商店卖牛奶。
I said, what's the matter with you people? This is a land that's flowing in milk and honey, and you don't have milk.
我说你们这块地上的人呢，出了什么毛病吗？这是牛奶流蜜的地方，你们却没有奶卖。
And there's two key things on this.
这里有两件关键的事情。
Number one, the Jewish people today don't realize the blessings God has for them, so they take some things But they won't take the other things he gives them.
所以这个呢，第一个呢，就是当时的现在的犹太人呢，他们呢没有意识到呢神给他们的赐福，所以呢，他们呢就是吃一些东西，他们也不吃一些东西。
And we learned the other night in our Bible study on Sunday night, Sennacherib, when he said, "You Jews, you shouldn't live here. You come with me. I'll take you to another land."
所以我们在那个另外一个晚上呢，在我们学习那时候学习圣经的时候，一个叫Sennacherib的那个人说：“那你们犹太人呢，你们不要待在这里，好吗？我会把你们带到另外一片土地上去。”And
the land he promised them, which was of course a lie, he promised them a land without any milk.
因为就是说，他呢就是应许他们的那片土地。当然，那个人是说谎的，但是他应许那个土地上的没有任何的牛奶。God
says milk isn't very sorry. The devil says milk isn't very important.
魔鬼说呢，牛奶不重要。You
try telling a baby that.
你去跟一个婴儿说说试试看。The
baby loves milk and knows he should have milk.
所以呢，就是说一个婴儿呢，他是喜欢牛奶的，他呢当然要喝牛奶。And
so we're encouraged. The verse is that we should desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby.
所以呢，就是说我们读圣经的时候呢，我们应该有这样的愿望，真诚的需要这个圣经里给我们的灵奶。
Why do people come to a Bible study on Tuesday afternoon?
为什么人们来到这里星期二的下午来到圣经这里学习圣经呢?
Because they want the milk of the Word of God.
因为他们需要神的话的灵奶。
So the Lord says, I'm going to deliver them to a good land. It's going to be good. It's going to be large. It's going to flow with milk and honey.
所以主说呢，我要把他们呢，那就是救到一个新的土地上去。那个土地呢，它美好宽阔，流奶和流蜜。All
right, he says, I'm going to take you to the place of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
我要把他们带到的地方就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利西人、希未人、耶布斯人。Okay,
what do we know about those six countries or peoples?
我们对那六个民族或者六个国家了解多少?
They all lived in the land of Canaan.
他们所有人都住在迦南地。They
were all extremely wicked people.
他们都是极其邪恶的人。And
God says, I'm going to get rid of them, and I'll give the land to you.
神说呢，我要除掉他们，把这片土地赐给你们。And
frankly, I think that Moses said, this is a good deal. It's beginning to sound pretty nice.
所以呢，我认为呢，摩西说呢，这是个很好的交易呢。听起来呢，刚开始听起来就很好了。Verse
9, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them.
第九节说，现在看呢，以色列的孩子们的哀声达到我耳，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们。All
right, so that's all the background. Verse 10 says, Moses, come now, therefore, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
这所有的刚才讲的都是背景。那么第十节说呢，故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列的孩子们从埃及领出来。And
I think what, Moses said, what? Me? You're going to send me?
我认为呢，那个摩西说的什么？我，你要派我去？
Verse 11. But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?"
第十一节，摩西对神说：“我是谁，竟能去见法老，将以色列的孩子们从埃及领出来了？”
Okay, is that a natural response?
这是一个自然的反应吗？
Yeah.
是,
what is God's answer to that natural response?
那么神对这个自然的反应是怎么回答的?
Verse 12.
第十二节,
so God said, I will certainly be with you.
所以第十二节说,
okay, so when I was a little boy,
你当我还是个小男孩说,
people would say to me, I want you to do this.
所以呢,人们跟我说呢, 我要做这, 我要你去做这个事情。
And my daddy would say to me, Harold, you come and do this, I will be with you.
因为我父亲对我说呢, Harold, 我要你做这件事情, 我会与你同去。
And I said, okay.
我说好吧。
My daddy's with me, everything's going to be fine.
我爸爸跟我同去, 每一件事情呢, 都不会有问题。
The only reason you would trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior
唯一的原因呢, 你要相信主耶稣基督为你的救主。
Would be the promise that God is going to be with you.
这就是那个神的应许, 祂会与你同在。
And if God is with you, well, you could do almost everything, couldn't you?
所以如果神与你同在, 你基本上什么事情都能做, 是不是?
And so I told you about the time that I was offered a peculiar kind of a job.
所以我告诉过大家呢, 就是有一次呢, 我被提供了一个特别的工作。
And so I spoke to the man who was the big boss in the company.
所以我对那个就是公司的这个大老板的那个人说话。
He said, I want you to go and do that.
他说呢, 我想要你去做这件事情。
I said, well, that's very nice, boss, but I really don't know how to do that.
我说呢, 这个太好了, 老板, 但是我不知道该怎么做。
He said, oh, well, that's okay, you'll learn.
他说呢, 没关系, 你会学的。
And I listed a half a dozen of other things that I couldn't do that I thought were necessary for that job.
所以呢，就是说我列出了最少呢， 有6个原因关于呢，我不能去做那个事情的原因。
And he basically said, that's okay, I'll help you, we'll pay for it, you'll learn, everything's fine.
当然没关系，我会帮助你的，我们会付你工资的，你会学，一切都会没问题的。
I never had a job interview like it in my entire life in retrospect.
因为在我的整个人生里呢，从来没有这样的一个那个工作的这种就是面试。
I spent the whole time in the job interview telling the boss that I wasn't qualified for the job.
所以在整个面试过程中呢，我告诉那个老板说呢，我没有资格去做这件事情，这件工作。
He spent the entire time telling me that I was qualified for the job and he was going to send me anyway.
他们就花了整个面试时间告诉我呢，他是合格的，不管你愿不愿意，我们都要派你去做。
I came back to Vancouver. The job interview was in San Francisco. I came back to Vancouver. I told one of the other fellows in the company that I'd just been given this new job.
所以呢，我当时呢从面试回来，回到温哥华，我当时那个面试是在旧金山那个这样进行的。然后呢，回到温哥华，告诉我另外公司这个同事说呢，我呢得到了这份工作。He
said to me, "How'd you get the job?"
他说怎么得到那份工作的呢？
I said, "Well, I told the boss I didn't know this and I didn't know this and I didn't know this and I didn't know this."
我说呢，我告诉那个老板说，我这个我不知道，那个我不知道，那个我不知道。
He said, I can't understand why I didn't get the job. I don't know anything either.
他说呢，我可以理解为什么我得不到那个工作，我也什么都不知道。
Okay, God's an amazing God. Moses, I've got a job for you.
神是一个神奇的神，是摩西呢，我有一个工作要你做。
Moses, can you do it?
摩西，你能做吗？
Yes, how?
是的，怎么样去做呢？
He said, I will be with you.
他说我会与你同在。No,
he didn't say that. He said, I will certainly be with you.
他并不是那么说的，他说我必与你同在。That's
why people trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior, don't they?
这就是为什么人们要相信主耶稣基督为他们的救主，是不是呢？
God says, I'll be with you.
神说我与你同在。And
then he says, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.
因为他说呢，你将百姓从埃及领出来之后，你们必在这山上侍奉我，这就是我差你去的证据。Where
was he?
他在哪里？
In the middle of the backside of the desert.
所以呢，他在那个就是那个沙漠的后面的那个中间。
God says, Moses, you're here right now with a bunch of sheep, with a flock of sheep.
所以神说摩西呢，你现在这里带着呢一大群羊。
But I'm going to bring you back here with 2 million Israelites. You're going to be right here with all these people.
但是我要你呢，把那个 200万以色列人呢都带到这里来。
And I think Moses said that's going to be impossible.
我认摩西说呢，这绝对不可能。
How can you keep 2 million people out here in the middle of the desert?
所以你怎么让这些200万人在沙漠的中间待得住呢？
And now Moses starts to give God his responses, which are like I gave to my boss. I can't do it because I don't know this and I can't do that.
所以摩西呢，开始呢给那个神呢回答说呢，就像我当时跟那个老板说的一样，我这也不懂，那也不做不到。
Then Moses said, verse 13, to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, they will say to me, what is your name? What shall I say to them?
这个第十三节说，摩西对神说，看哪，我到以色列的孩子们那里，对他们说，你们父辈的神差我到这你们这里来，他们如果问我说，他叫什么名字呢？我要对他们说什么呢？
And God said to Moses, I am who I am.
第十四节，神对摩西说，我是那我是。
Thus shall you say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you.
所以你要对以色列的孩子们这样说，差我来你们这里的就是那位我是。
What does the word, the name I am imply?
所以这个啊，我是的意义是什么
？Strange name，
奇怪的名字。
I am，
我是。
When you get to the New Testament， Jesus used that phrase。
当你呢读到新约的时候呢，主耶稣基督用这个词。
He said， I am the way。
他说呢，我就是道路。
He said， I am the truth。
我是真理。
He said, I am the life.
他说呢，我是生命。
He said, I am the bread of life.
他说呢，我是生命的粮。
He said, I am the light of the world.
他说呢，我是世界的光。
He said, I am the resurrection.
他说我是复活。
And he said others as well that I'm not naming.
他呢跟其他的也说了，我现在呢也没有都说出来。
What do the words I am imply?
那么 I 我是这个词是什么意思呢？
Well, there's no ending to it. It's basically I am everything that's needed.
这个呢就是说这没有限制的，不管呢需要我是什么我就是什么。
Is God able to solve the problem?
神呢能够解决问题吗？
Yes, I am means I am able to do whatever has to be done.
所以呢是的，我是呢就是我能够去做那些必须要完成的事情。
He put all the stars in the heaven.
他把所有的星星放在天空。
He put all the birds in the air.
他把所有的鸟放在空中。
He put all the fish in the sea.
他把所有鱼放在海里。
Do you think he could care for you and me?
你认为他关心你我吗？
What's his name?
他的名字是什么？
I am.
我是。
Well, I think Moses took that to the children of Israel, and he said that, and then I think he maybe had to explain it.
所以我认为呢，摩西呢，他去到以色列的孩子们那里，他跟他们说呢，我认为他必须向他们解释我是什么意思。
Now the, and this is where I thought we got to last week. I don't know how I did this, but anyway, verse 15.
所以他说呢，他认为呢，我们上个星期学到这里呢，不管怎么，他不知道怎么他会这么想，但是不管怎么说，我们来学十五节。
Moreover, God said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel."
所以第十五节说呢，摩西又对神，神又对摩西说，你要对以色列的孩子们这样说。
You say, "The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations."
耶和华，你们父辈的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，差我到你们这里来，这是我的名字，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
How long is the name I am valid.
所以呢，就是说是这个我是这个名字呢，它的价值可以持续多久？
What's the difference between the name I am and the name I was?
因为我是和我曾经是这个名字有什么区别呢？
Why is this story in the Bible?
为什么这样的故事在圣经里？
Because the God who was the God of Moses is still the God I am.
因为那个曾经是那摩西的神呢，他仍然今天还是我是。
That's his name, the memorial to all generations.
所以呢，这个名字呢，他们也要纪念直到万代。
So when you pray, you can say, Lord, you were good to Moses. You helped Moses. And if you're the same God today, you can help me.
所以你当你祷告的时候呢，你说主啊，你对摩西好，你曾经对摩西好，那么说你如果是一直是啊这样的神的话呢，今天呢，您也可以帮助我。
Just something in the middle of this now.
这中间呢，我们有些东西要说。
Do you remember Moses saying to God, what would you like me to do?
所以你记不记得摩西呢跟神说呢，你要我做什么呢？
Very strange, isn't it? God's giving him instructions.
非常奇怪，是不是？神会给你指示的。
He wasn't even, theoretically, he wasn't even employed. He hadn't said, this is what I want.
那就是从理论上说呢，他并不是说是还没有被雇佣，他说这是我想要的。
Why didn't God wait for Moses to say, I would like you to do this?
所以呢，为什么那时候是神要等待摩西呢？等他说呢，我要你做这事情。
Answer, because God had something better for Moses than what Moses wanted or even understood.
所以呢，答案是呢，神呢有一些呢，就是说是比摩西想要的，甚至他能理解的更好的东西给他。
What is God's plan for you?
神对你的计划是什么？
Something better than you could want or understand.
所以就是你能够想得出来的东西，还要好的东西。
So you say, well, thank you very much, God. I guess if you're God, you know what's best for me.I'm going to say, I want what you want for me.
因为你就会跟神说，那神呢，就是说我知道呢，您是那位神呢，会给我最好的东西，甚至超过我的理解，所以呢，我想要去做您想要我做的事情。
So verse 16, God says, go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham,The God of Isaac and of Jacob appeared to me, saying, I have surely visited you and have seen what is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and to a land flowing with milk and honey.
第十六节、第十七节，第十六节说呢，你去召集以色列的长老，对他们说：“耶和华你们父辈的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，向我显现说，我确实眷顾了你们，我也看见埃及人怎样待你们。我说过要将你们从埃及地的痛苦中领出来，往迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利人、希未人、耶布斯人地区，就是流奶与蜜之地。”
Does verse 16 sound something like verse 8?
第十六节听起来跟第八节是不是像一样的呢？
Have you ever noticed God sometimes repeats himself?
你有没有注意到的神呢？有时候一直重复呢？
Why does he repeat himself?
他为什么要一直重复？
So that you'll remember that he intended to say what he said, and he said what he intended to say.
所以呢，你会记住他想要说什么，他说的什么呢？就是他想要说的。
So if you read your Bible and you find God repeating yourself, you say to yourself,I think this has got to be important. I better pay attention to this.
所以当你读圣经的时候，你发现那神呢不断的重复自己的时候呢，你就说呢，这个非常重要，应该是我必须呢注意。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
It says, and then they will heed your voice.And you shall come, you and the elders of Israel, to the king of Egypt, and you shall say to him, The Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. And now, please, let us go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.
第十八节说，他们必听你的声音，你和以色列的长老们要去见埃及王。对他说：“耶和华希伯来人的神遇见了我们，现在求你容我们往旷野去走三天的路程，为要向耶和华我们的神献祭。
”Pretty clear the
是的，
instructions of God to Moses.
所以呢，神给摩西的指示非常清晰。
Verse 19, then he says, but I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not even with a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in its midst. And after that, he will let you
go. 第十九节说，我知道虽用大能的手，埃及王也不容你们去。我必伸手在埃及及中间施行我一切的奇事，攻击他们，然后他才容你们去。
So here's my plan, Moses. This is what's going to happen.
所以摩西，这是我的计划，这是将要发生的事。
And he didn't say, and Moses, you got any suggestion as to what I might do? What do you think I should do now, Moses?
所以他并没有说，摩西，你对我要做的事情有什么建议吗？你能知道你想给点建议，让我去做点什么吗？
He said, Moses, I'm God. This is what I want you to do.
他对摩西说呢，摩西，我是神，这是我要你做的事情。
Verse 21, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and that shall be when you go, that you shall not go empty-handed, but every woman.Shall ask of her neighbor, namely of her who dwells near her house, articles of silver, articles of gold, and clothing, and you shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, so shall you plunder the Egyptians.
21节、22节、21节说。我必叫你们在埃及人眼前蒙恩，你们去的时候就不至于空手而去。但各妇女必要向她的邻舍，并居住在她家里的女人要金器、银器和衣裳，好给你们的儿女穿戴。这样你们就掠夺了埃及人。
So what's going to happen?
这些要发生什么呢？
2 million people are going to leave the country.
200万人要离开这个国家。
What is their occupation?
他们的工作是什么？
They're slaves.
他们是奴隶。
How much money do they have?
他们有多少钱？
None.
没有。
How much possessions?
他们有多少的财物？
What kind of clothes do they wear?
他们穿的什么样的衣服？
Rags.
就是那种破衣服。
Okay. And so when they go, what are they going to be going?
当他们走的时候，他们要怎么走？
They're all going to be wearing beautiful clothes.
他们都要穿那种华美的衣服。
They're going to carry silver and gold.
他们要带金器银器。
So much silver and gold that they got to get their sons and daughters to carry it for them.
他们的金器银器太多了，他们的儿女必须帮他们背。
How on earth is that going to happen?
这个在地球上怎么可能发生呢？
What would happen today if you were a slave?
如果今天呢，你是个奴隶，会发生什么
？And you went up to this your boss's house and you said, "Excuse me, boss, but you haven't paid me properly for. Well, you didn't pay my father properly for. You didn't pay my grandfather. It's been 200 years since you paid me properly."
那你就走到你老板的房子，你敲门，你说：“对不起，老板，你没有给我付足够的工资，我父亲你也没付，我的祖父你也没付，200多年来你一直没有付我好的工资。”
And the boss says, "Oh, come on in. What would you like? You like more gold? I got this is beautiful boss here. So I'll go. You take that. And you need some more money. I need some more money. You don't look. I got all kinds of nice clothes in the house. You have them all."
你老板会说啊？什么？进来吧，这是金子，你想拿多少拿多少。这个是那个好的器皿，你想拿多少拿多少。我房间衣服，你想穿什么就穿什么。哦，你还要钱，这钱都是你的，什么
？God says, Moses, that's what's going to happen.
所以说，摩西，这是将要发生的事情。
Moses says, this isn't the kind of conversation I had when I got out of bed this morning. I thought I was just going to be what.Trying to find some grass for a few sheep, and this is an amazing conversation.
没说的，这可不是我今天早上起来希望呢有的这样的一段谈话。我今天早上起来，那我只想呢为那些羊呢找到一些新的草去吃，这是一个非常的奇妙的谈话。
Then Moses answered and said, But
然后摩西回答说：“但是。”
don't answer and say, but.
不要回答了，以后又说但是。
You can say lots of other things. Try not to lead with the word but.
所以你可以说很多其他的话，不要说呢，在你这个话结尾的时候说个但是。
Okay. God's got some good ideas. Don't spend all your time asking but.
所以呢，神呢就是有很多好的东西给你，不要说呢去问他，问他以后呢，最后结尾说但是。
He says, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord hasn't sent you.
第4章第1节说，摩西回答说：“但是看呐，他们并不信我，也不听我的声音，比说耶和华并没有向你显现。
So the Lord said to him, what's in your hand?
耶和华对他说：你手里是什么？
And he had a rod in his hand.
他说一根杖。
And so he said, put it down, cast it to the ground.
所以第三节说，他说呢，丢在地上。
So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent or a snake, and Moses fled from it.
他一丢下去，就变成一条蛇，摩西便跑开。
So what would you do if you all of a sudden had a snake on the ground in front of you?
所以呢，如果你们前面这个地板上突然出现一条蛇，你们会怎么做？
Well, you turn around and run away, wouldn't you?
你们起身就跑，是不是？
And when you got about 4 or 5 feet, what would you remember?
你跑了4、5英尺以后，你记得什么？
I don't have any shoes on.
我的鞋都没穿。
Every step I take hurts my feet.
每一步的都是赤脚子跑过去的。
What happens next?
下一步发生什么呢？
Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take the snake by the tail.
然后第四节，耶和华对摩西说，伸出手来，抓住他的尾巴。
So what would I have done, probably, under those circumstances?
所以呢，有可能在那样的情况下，我会怎么做呢？
I think I'd probably say I'd rather run with bare feet than take a snake by the tail.
所以呢，我会说呢，我宁愿光着脚跑，也不愿意去抓一个蛇的尾巴。
And so Moses turns around, starts dancing, and sees the snake and grabs it.
所以呢，摩西呢就是转过身来，这样跑过去，一看那个蛇就去抓。
And he picks it up, and it's a rod in his hand again.
所以呢，抓起来以后呢，又是变成了一个杖。
That teach you anything?
这个教你什么事情了吗？
Okay, God gives you a job to do, and He gives you a rod to do it with.
所以神如果给你工作去做的话呢，他会给你一个杖让你去做。
And you say, I don't need to do it that way. I'll just put my rod down.
所以你说呢，我不用那么去做，我就把我的杖扔到地上。
And it'll become a snake in your life too.
所以在你的人生里会变成一条蛇。
How foolish to say to God, I don't need to do what you want me to do. This is a shepherd's rod. I use this to guide all these sheep. But he said, I don't want to do what you want. Put it down, and it becomes a snake.
所以呢，对神说呢，你啊，神要你做你的事，神要你做件事情的时候，如果你说呢，啊，他给你一个杖，这个杖呢是你去牧羊所有都需要的，那么说呢，你说我不想按照神的方式去做，然后把它扔在地上变成一个蛇，你这么做是多么的愚蠢呢？
And then God says to you now, you did it wrong. You reach down now, you take that by the tail.And I'm prepared to change the folly of your past into something that's of value. And he takes that snake and makes it a rod that God could use.
所以神说呢，你做了什么错事？现在我要纠正你，你把手伸出去呢，把那个蛇呢，就是把它提起来，就是我要把你过去所做的事情呢，然后呢，把它变成一个对你现在有价值的事情，就是说你把那个蛇呢抓起来，它会变成你手里的一个杖。
So, what do you think about Moses in this story so far?
所以你认为摩西在这个故事里，到目前为止你怎么看他？
Well, what I think is he's a lot like me. He's more focused on the but it won't work than the fact that all I have to do is trust him.
因为他呢很像我，就是在我的人生里面呢，我的焦点是放在但是这个事情好像行不通，而不是说是去信靠神，让神呢把这些事情都做好。
And so the story carries on. Praise the Lord, the story keeps going.
现在这故事在继续，我们赞美主，这个故事呢一直在进行。
Now the Lord says, Moses, I've given this illustration of the rod becoming a snake and then a snake becoming a rod. That verse 5, they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has appeared to you.
那就是主，那对摩西说，那就是说是我要给你这样的例子，让你知道。所以第五节说，如此好叫他们信耶和华，他们父辈的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，是向你们显现了。
Have you noticed how often in the story God refers to himself as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob?
有没有注意到呢？就是神在那个圣经里有多经常的提到他自己是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神呢？
Was God good to Abraham?
神对亚伯拉罕好吗？
Yeah. Was God good to Isaac?
神对以撒好吗？
Yeah. Was God good to Jacob?
是的，也神对雅各好吗？
Does God intend to be good to Moses and to the children of Israel?
神呢，是愿意对那个摩西好，还是和以色列的孩子们好吗？
It's marvelous. Imagine. The God who was good to Abraham being good to me.
所以这个都非常的奇妙，你可以去想象一下，那位的亚伯拉罕好的神也对我好。
And so, how is Moses going to prove to the children of Israel that God really did send him?
所以摩西怎么样向以色列的孩子们证明呢？神呢，真的是派他来的呢？
He said, "You take that snake by the tail." And it'll become a rod and it'll bless you.
而你把那个蛇呢，抓住它的尾巴，它会变成一个杖，会祝福你。
Furthermore, verse 6, the Lord said to him, Now put your hand into your bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow.
所以进一步的第六节，他说耶和华又对他说，把手放在怀里，他就把手放在怀里，极致抽出来一看，手上长了大麻风，有血那样白。
So what's that mean?
这个什么意思？
You put your hand right down here.
你把你的手放在这里。
What's under my hand right now?
所以我的手下面是什么？
My heart.
我的心。
Okay, if I'm really careful, I can even feel it beating under my hand.
我非常小心，因为我能感觉我的心跳。
And I pull it out, and it's leprous like snow.
我把它抽出来，像个大麻风，像雪那样白。
Okay, if you take your hand and you put it over your heart so that you do what you want to do, And you fill it with your pleasures, and you fill it with your desires, instead of doing what God wants to do, what's going to happen to it?
因为如果你把你的手放在你的怀里，放在你心上，去做你心里想做的事情，去为你自己的娱乐去做，你不是按照神的方式去做，那么你抽出来以后会发生什么呢？
It's going to be leprous like snow, isn't it?
就像大麻风，像雪那样白，是吧？
You want to ruin your life?
你要毁掉你的人生吗？
You just put your hand in there, say, I like, you heard about the little child, don't you?
因为就是说，你如果想毁掉人生，你就把手放在你的这里。你听到一个孩子怎么唱，是不是？
Somebody gave the girl a little rocking chair.
有人呢给那个小女孩一个摇椅。
She sat in the little rocking chair in the corner and she went like this.
她在那个角落里呢，坐在那个摇椅上，在那摇啊摇。
And she sang the little song, I like what I like, and I like what I like, I like what I like, I like what I like.
他就唱一首歌，说我喜欢我喜欢的，我喜欢我喜欢的，我喜欢我喜欢的。
Some people never grow up enough to stop singing that song.
所以呢，有些人呢，永远长不大，还一直在唱这样的歌。
Don't fill your life with what you like.
不要让你的人生充满了你喜欢的东西。
He was carrying the rod.
他呢，拿着一个杖。
To put his hand into his bosom, he had to get rid of the rod.
所以呢，他把那手呢放在他的怀里呢，必须扔掉杖。
Keep your hand on the rod. Keep doing what God wants. I want what God wants. I want what God wants.
所以呢，一直要把你的手放在杖上，说呢，我想要神想要的，我想要神想要的，我想要神想要。
And what comes after that?
这之后发生什么？
Verse 7.
第七节。
And he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom. And behold, it was restored like his other flesh.
耶和华说再把手放在怀里，他就把手放在怀里，从怀里抽出来，一看手已经复原，和周身的肉一样。
What's that teach you?
这个教导你什么？
Among other things, it teaches you this. There is forgiveness with God.
除了其他一些事情以外呢，就是说是教导你，起码这一件事情神会饶恕的。
I think the most wonderful thing in the Bible, as far as we're concerned, is that there is forgiveness with God.
我认为呢，就是说在圣经里最奇妙的事情，到目前为止呢，就是神会饶恕你。
You say the more I read the Bible, the more I realize I did it all wrong.
所以你说呢，我读圣经读的越多呢，就我意识到呢，我做错了很多事。
Keep reading,
要一直读。
Because you'll find that God can forgive the one who's done it all wrong.
所以呢，你一直读到你会觉得那里有一位神呢，他呢可以饶恕你所做错的所有的事情。
How you doing, Moses?
摩西呢，你做的怎么样？
Verse 8, God speaks to Moses, he carries on. He says, it will be. If they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter sign.
第八节说，又说到那时，如果他们不信你，也不听头一个迹象的声音，他们必信第二个迹象的声音。
Verse 9, and it shall be, if they do not believe even these two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river, and pour it on the dry land, and the water which you take from the river will become blood.
第九节说呢，这两个迹象若都不信，也不听你的声音，你就从河里取些水，倒在旱地上，你从河里取的水，必在旱地上变作雪。
How many people do you know who drank the wrong water and instead of being good, refreshing water, it became blood and a heartache and sorrow?
因为你认识有多少人，他们因为喝错了水，而不是去喝那些新鲜的水，最终在他们的人生中呢，变成了血和其他的痛苦了。
Ever met anybody who destroyed their lives?
你有没有记得有人呢就毁了他的人生呢？
And you say, why? What happened?
你说发生了什么呢？
And very often, they did something they shouldn't have done.
通常呢，他们做了一些他们不该做的事情。
They knew it, you know it, and instead of being refreshing water, it turned out to be blood, heartache and sorrow.
所以他们知道，你也知道。所以呢，它本来呢就是应该成为那个新鲜的水，但是呢，却变成了血和痛苦和忧愁。
Is it important to do God's work God's way?
所以做神的工作，用神的方式去做，是重要的吗
Yes.
是的。
And what happens if you don't?
如果你不照着去做，会发生什么？
A disaster.
就是灾难。
Now, are these things important?
这些事情重要吗？
Yes.
是,
Why?
为什么?
Because there are 2 million people out there, all of whom have been slaves in Egypt. And God says, I'm going to take you, and I'm going to take you to the promised land, and everything's going to be wonderful.
因为在旷野里呢，有200万人，他们呢，当时呢，在那个埃及的时候，全部都是奴隶。那么神呢，说呢，我要把你从那片土地上带出来，带到旷野，最后把你们带到一个奇妙的土地上去。
Now, what is going to be the difference between what you had and what you got?
所以呢，就是你有的和你将得到的之间有什么区别呢？
What you had is you used to do all the things the slave master told you to do.
所以呢，过去呢，你有的是呢，你作为一个奴隶，那个主人叫你做什么，你就做什么。
Who is the slave master?
谁是那个奴隶主？
He's the devil, isn't he?
他是魔鬼，是不是？
And God wants to deliver you into the promised land, and you get now to do everything God wants you to do.
所以神呢，要把你救出来，把你送到一个应许之地。现在你所要做的呢，就是去做神要你做的事情。The
Lord Jesus says, the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy.
所以主说呢，贼人呢进来呢，他们就是说是去破坏、去偷、去杀害。
You say, I don't want to go that way anymore.
你说我不再想走那条路了。
So if you don't go that way, which way do you go?
那如果你不再走那条路，你要走哪条路呢？
You may go God's way. Does he steal from you?
你要从神的路上走，那神会偷你的东西吗？
No, he's prepared to give you all that gold, silver, and changes of clothes and everything else.
不会的，他不会偷你的东西，他准备好了给你所有的金器、银器和那些衣裳，还有很多好东西。
Does he come to give you death?
他能来是让你死吗？
No, the devil gives death, but Jesus gives life.
那不是的，魔鬼呢，他让你死，那么主耶稣基督呢，赐给你生命。
The devil comes to destroy in after death, hell.
所以呢，魔鬼来呢以后呢，他要毁灭你，就是说是在死后让你下地狱。
What's Jesus come to give you?
那么主耶稣基督呢，给你什么？
Eternal life in heaven.
在天堂的永生。
Okay, you end up with the devil in all his distresses because you listen to him and obey him. Don't do that. Listen to Jesus and follow him and all the blessings will flow.
因为如果你跟着魔鬼的话，这一种呢，他给你的就是苦难和痛苦毁灭。那么说，如果你呢跟从着主耶稣基督，你不要去跟着魔鬼，你跟着主耶稣基督的话呢，他会呢所有的赐福都会给你。Verse
10.
第10节.
Then Moses said to the Lord, Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you've spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech. And slow of
tongue。也实际说，摩西对耶和华说：“我主啊，我向来不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我是拙口笨舌的。”Okay,
Moses, you keep on saying but too
often。所以摩西呢，你说那个但是说的太多了。Stop
saying but, Moses. Why don't you just say thank you? Let's go.
摩西了，不要说但是，你要说谢谢，我们继续吧。All
right, so verse 11.
第11节.
So then Moses, verse 11. So the Lord said to him, Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord?
第11节，耶和华对他说，是谁造人的口呢？谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？ 岂不是我耶和华吗？
Verse 12. Now therefore go, and I will be with you.
第12节，现在去吧，我必与你的口同在。
What's it mean when the Lord says I'll be with you?
因为主说呢，我与你同在是什么意思？
Well, he says I'll be with your mouth. I'll teach you what to say.
我会与你的口同在，我会教导你说什么。
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
这是个很好的交易。
It's amazing. The Lord often does give you just what to say at the right time.
这是非常神奇。那主呢，就是说是，只是说让你在正确的时间赐给你当说的话。
I keep on telling you stories. When I was younger, the Lord did a lot of things in my life.
我一直跟大家讲故事。那么说，当我还是年轻的时候呢，神在我人生里行了很多的事情。
To encourage me that he was with me.
他鼓励我，用他与我同在。
And I had to speak to a group of businessmen on one occasion.
我那有一次呢，必须和一群的生意人讲话。
And my boss introduced me.
我的老板介绍了我。
And for some reason, he said he's a Canadian.
以某种原因呢，他说他是个加拿大人。
And everybody listening to us was an American.
每一个听我讲的都是美国人。
He said he's a Canadian.
他说他是个加拿大人。
And he said all of us here are hoping for the day when Canada becomes the 51st state.
他说我们这里的人呢，所有的人都准备好哪一天呢，加拿大成为美国的第五十一个州。
Now that's what Donald Trump said.
这是 Donald Trump 说的。
Okay. And the Canadians didn't really appreciate it.
那加拿大人并不想成为这样的。
So when I got up to speak, I simply thanked him for his kind words, and then I said, we in Canada are very happy when we contemplate the happy day when the United States becomes the 11th province.
他呢就是介绍我，我就起来说，我说也谢谢他呢对我说的一些好话，但是呢我就开始跟他们说，我们在加拿大的这些人都在考虑这样美好的一天，美国呢成为我们加拿大的第十一个省。
And all the people in the audience laughed.
所有的听众都笑了。
And after they left, they listened to every word I said, because they said, he's a nice man, he's funny, I like that man.
所以在他们笑了以后呢，他们开始呢听我说话了，每一个字，他们说这个人呢是一个非常好的人，也非常风趣幽默，所以我们喜欢听他讲话。
Sometimes God gives you exactly the right words to say.
所以呢，有时候呢，神呢给你呢刚刚要说的话去说。
Moses, if God wants you to do the job, go and do it. He'll tell you what to say.
所以摩西，如果神要给你一份工作呢，你照着去做就是了。他会教导你当说的话。
Is it verse 13 we're supposed to read next?
Yeah.
But he said, Oh my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever you may send.
第三节摩西说呢，我主啊，我求你，我愿意，你愿意差谁去就差谁去吧。
Moses was slow to say yes.
摩西呢，他呢，太慢的去说是。
What did he eventually say?
他最后说的是什么呢？
He eventually said yes.
他最终必须说是。
Was it good that he said yes?
他说是是好事吗
？Would have been better if he'd said yes sooner.
他如果早点说是，是不是更好了
？Yes. When is the best time to say yes to Jesus?
所以呢，最好的时间对主耶稣就是对主耶稣基督说是是什么时候
？Yesterday.
昨天。
Oh, I didn't do it. Well, then do it today.
哦，我昨天没做，那么今天把它做了。
All right. Verse 14.
第十四节。
It's a sad verse.
这是一个悲惨的经
文。It says, so the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses.
耶和华向摩西发怒说。
Don't ever say no to the point where the Lord is angry.
不要一直说不，说到那个点上让主发怒了。
And the Lord said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother? I know that he can speak well. And look, he is also coming to meet you.When he sees you, he will be glad in his heart.
不是原你的哥哥利未人亚伦吗？我知道他是能言的。现在他出来迎接你，他一见你，心里就欢喜。
15. Now you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth, and I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and I will teach you what you shall do.
第十五节，你要同他说话，将话放在他口中，我要与你的口与他的口同在，又要教导你们所当做的事。
So your brother Aaron, he shall be your spokesman to the people. He himself shall be as a mouth for you, and you shall be to him as God.
第十六节，他要替你的百姓说话，你要以他当作口，他要以你当作神。
And then verse 7, he says, and you, 17, and you shall take this rod in your hand with which you shall do the signs.
第十七节说，你手里要拿着杖，好行迹象。
Okay, what was the rod for?
所以 okay, 那个杖是做什么用的了？
The rod was for looking after sheep, wasn't it?
杖是用来照顾那个羊群的，是不是呢？
If you had a, you were a shepherd and you had a long rod, what would you do with it?
如果你是个牧羊人，你有个长的杖，你会拿来做什么？
Well, you'd probably use it to direct the sheep if you had to.
所以呢，你有可能就是拿这个杖呢去引导那个羊群，如果你必须做的话。
And if a coyote or a dog came after the sheep, what would you do with the rod?
一个豺，如果一个狗来，这个羊群，你怎么做？用那个杖？
You'd probably beat the
你用那个去打他们。
And if the sheep weren't obeying you, what would you do? You'd probably stick out the rod with the hook on the end of it, and you'd put it around his neck, and you'd pull him back to where he's supposed to be.
如果一个羊不顺服你的话呢，你怎么办呢？你把这个杖呢，前面有个钩子，你过去呢，把这个脖子勾着，这拖过来，拖到你想要他在的地方。
And for 40 years, Moses had used that rod to guide the sheep.
四十年来，摩西一直用那个杖呢去引导羊群。
So the Lord says, now Moses, you take that rod, and for the next 40 years, you can use that rod to guide your human sheep. All those 2 million people who are going to follow you, they're going to need correction. You just take that rod and you use it the same way on them that you did on the sheep.
主跟那个摩西说，摩西呢，在后面的四十年，你必须用这个杖去呢，就是说是去管理你的那个人羊，因为这个后面的四十年呢，有200万人要跟你在一起，你必须用这个杖呢，就像你去管那些羊一样，去管这些人羊。
He says in verse 17 at the end, with which you shall do the signs.
他在那个第十七节的结尾说呢，好行迹象。
And God is going to do wonderful things for the children of Israel through Moses, and he's going to use that rod to finish the signs that he wants the children of Israel to have.
所以这个里面呢，就是神呢，在后面的四十年呢，要通过那个摩西在以色列人身上行那些奇妙的事。当时呢，他要通过这个杖，他给摩西这个杖呢，在以色列人中间完成他要行的神迹。
That's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
这是个很好交易，是不是？
You go out in the morning to feed the sheep. You see a burning bush, and when this conversation is over, you say, "Wow."
你早晨出门去放羊，放羊的时候呢，你看到一个燃烧的荆棘。看到燃烧荆棘后呢，中间有人跟你说话，说完话呢，你这一天结束呢，你说，哇。
You want God to do good things for you?
你要神在你身上行善事吗？
Get a hold of your Bible.
就是读你的圣经。
Read what it says.
读里面所说的。
And say, God, if you could do good things for Moses, and if you could do good things for the 2 million people that we're going to read about who come out of Egypt, then, Lord, you could do good things for me. I would like you to speak to me, please. I want to follow you.
所以你跟神说，那神呐，如果您对摩西好，您对那200万人好，那么说呢，这200万人，我们在后面的章节里会得到神在他们身上行的启示。那么说呢，神呐，我想要您呢，在我身上的行启示，我要跟从您。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1, we're just going to read a couple of verses because our time is gone.
约翰福音第一章，我们要读几节经文，因为我们的时间到了。
Verse 11 says, He, that is Jesus, came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him.
第十一节说呢，他，那就是主耶稣，到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But the fact is that some did receive him. Verse 12.
第十二节说，但是也有人接待他。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
能接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿子。
So what do you and I say?
你我怎么说？
We say, Jesus, I choose to believe you. I choose to receive you.
你我说呢，主耶稣啊，我选择相信您，我选择接待您。
Moses says later on to all the people, 2 million of them, he says, you follow me, we're going to the promised land.
在后面的那些章节呢，摩西呢，对所有的200万以色列人说呢，你们跟着我，我们去应许之地。
What was the option the people had?
那些人有什么选择？
To follow Moses and go to the promised land.
所以跟着摩西到应许之地去。
Or stay in Egypt as a slave.
或者留在埃及当奴隶。
What would you do?
你会怎么做？
I said, who wants to be a slave in Egypt when you could go to be a free man in the land of milk and honey, a good land and a large land? I'd like to go there.
你说那谁还想做奴隶呢？如果我有个选择呢，去到一个应许之地，那个地更美、更宽、更大，牛奶牛蜜的地方，我当然想去了。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that Paul reminds us that whatsoever was written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
所以主啊，就是说我们感谢使徒保罗提醒我们呢，在那个过去所写的记下来的发生那样的事呢，就是让我们去学习东西，我们学到东西以后呢，这样呢我们在将来呢就有盼望。
And we thank you that you came to the children of Israel and to Moses and they had hope because of what you said.
所以我们感谢您呢，您来到呢摩西还有以色列人这里去告诉他们您所说的，这样呢他们就有盼望。
And we thank you that we can have hope because of what you said to us.
所以我们感谢您呢，我们有盼望，就是说因为您对我们所说的事情。
So we pray for each one today, Lord. Bless us each one. We give thanks. You're a good God.
所以呢，主啊，我们就为每一个人祷告，求您呢赐福我们每一个人，您是一位良善的神。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you for being with us today. The good news is it is not snowing.